was hard fought. It was dogged from both sides. You know, like I said earlier, there's, I don't think any of the two keepers have made a save. You know, so both sides cancelled each other out, and you know, I think points a fair result in the end up.
Obviously, the chance that you missed, Gareth Brown missing it, could have changed the game. Obviously, goals do, but it's just unfortunate. Across the box, just any contact that's in the back of the net.
Yeah, we've done everything right, and we've had a good opportunity down the right hand side, and it was a great ball across the fist, the goal by Michael. And just unfortunate for Gareth, he couldn't bundle it over the line for us, you know. But you know, he's made a great run to get there, and I think you've got to give the defender credit. He's seen him off, and he's done enough to keep a ball in it.
Three substitutes you made, obviously going for the 3 points. Doesn't work out, but nevertheless, get fresh legs on, give you a little bit of impetus.
I did it. We had to change the flow of the game. Because Dungannon were strong in the first half, so we knew we had to change the flow of the game. And I think the three substitutions definitely helped us get a wee bit of more foothold on the game. And we did create a wee couple of half chances, but we played higher and we played more often with the ball, kept it better. And we played higher up the pitch, so the three boys definitely made an impact for us.
What about the talking point at the end, the so-called penalty that wasn't given? It's difficult. Did you have a clear view of it?
I don't know how much of a penalty it was. No, he's taking a heavy touch, and then I think his feet got caught up himself, and I think he's more pulled himself over than rather than being tackled. So I think Dean just stood his ground, and your man threw himself to the ground. It's probably coming together more than anything else, but I don't think there's too much in it to award a penalty, definitely not.
Well, still unbeaten at the Brandywell, 2-1 in a draw, away to Cliftonville next week. Gives you still confidence is still high.
Aye, the boys are enjoying it. You know, they're loving life in the Premiership. You know, we know ourselves we're going to be underdogs most weeks if we play, but that's why we're here. We're here to compete against the best teams in the country, and our home form's been really good so far, and so now we can start picking up some points on the road.
Aye, definitely a bit of disappointment there. But probably had the best chance of the game. Unlucky not to take it. They had a good spell of possession through the majority of the game, but I don't think they really caused us much trouble. I don't think our keeper had much to do, but collect a couple of crosses. So definitely unfortunate that they pick up all 3 points.
Well, also the one that was missed, the sitter as it was called, that had went done changes the game, obviously, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely changed the whole complexion of the game. They were on top at that stage, and they were dominating the game, really, especially in the first half. But that goes in, it changes the whole game, changes the momentum. But I just think, okay, it happens sometimes. And, you know, when we're on, we've got the point, clean sheet, and we move on.
Well, that's it. You're still unbeaten at the Brandywell. So you take a point against these teams. Obviously, you'd like the three. You've beaten teams that are probably going to be down in the bottom six. This is another team that's possibly going to be there. But nevertheless, a point's a point, and it's still undefeated, as I say, at the Brandywell.
Aye, definitely. Have to beat the teams around us, or at least pick up a result. So we got the clean sheet, and we take a point, and we move on to the next game now, Cliftonville.